you. Next item is A038, correct?
Correct. Amendment 1A038 by Supervisor Wyshon.
Move denial.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. What you see before you, I'll just direct it to page 5. It is the administrative legislative assistant 3 position. What I do is in an attempt to, you could say, save the independence of every supervisory district, is that this adds the positions of 11.4 assistants from the current position of 8, so that every supervisory district would have a part-time assistant that on that side. The fact is, when I first came on the board, assistants were part-time positions. Now they've morphed into something else, and I think as the changes on the board happens, we all need the independence to operate our own district, to have the legislative assistant of our choice, whether it's 15 hours, 20 hours, or 25 hours, it's whatever is appropriate to fit in our budget. The amendment before you doesn't increase the tax levy or anything. It works within the same parameters. The other big change in here is, if you look on page 4, it's actually the last line. And what I do is, not only do we say we're not going to pay the cross charges, but the health care charges. I think that the county board has to make a stand that this is outside the scope of Act 14. This is an arbitrary charge of a number that they just come up with to place on a cost of an employee for health care. It's not an actual usage charge. It's not like your phone bill or something else. They could conceivably, in the next budget, in the budget after that, with the cost of health care increases, cause us to cut our staff even more, because they can say that overhead charge for health care went up 15-20%, and the way we allocate it across the county. So we have to make a stand, just say we're not going to allocate that health care charge to the staff here who work for the county board, because with that levy cap, you could conceivably, with the increases in healthcare costs, basically eliminate our staff. So that's the 2 points there. I think we need to preserve the independence of each supervisory district and the people who work for that district. And we need to take a stand on the cross charge and the healthcare allocation. So that's what you have before you. Otherwise, everything else is exactly the same from what you approved.
Well, we had a motion to deny from Supervisor Roma West. Are there any questions or comments on this? If not, would you take the roll on the motion?
Supervisors Haas?
Aye.
Schmidt?
Aye.
Roma West?
Aye.
Jurczyk?
Aye.
Lipscomb?
Aye.
Bowen?
Aye.
Stamper?
Aye.
Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Chair?
Aye.
9 ayes, 0 noes. The motion to deny Amendment 1A038 is approved.